A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Dalid, Baba Basra 104b, pagination is 208, Masnisen, the last two lines on the page. Midi bechevel ani mocher loch. If a person says, I'm selling you a precise amount of land based on the ropes, hein cheser, hein yeser. And then he made a comment, whether it's a little less or a little more. So our Mishnah teaches, Bitel hein cheser hein yeser mida bechevel. The second wording is mevatel, nullifies the first wording. It's considered a change of intent. And the last one is the one that stands. Similarly, hein cheser hein yeser mida bechevel. If a person says, whether it's less or more, and then he says, but it'll be precise. Bito mida bechevel hein cheser hein yeser. The second statement nullifies the first. Divrei ben nanos, this is the opinion of ben nanos. And as Rashbam tells us, a pligi rabbanan alei b'gemara, and we will see that the rabbis argue on ben nanos. The concept of a change of heart is something that we're familiar with from davening. There's a concept that if a person made a mistake, he said during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, HaKel HaKadosh, and he was supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh, and he corrects himself, Toch Kedei Dibur, within a very quick span of time, the amount of time of a correction. So then we accept the correction, and we ignore the original mistake. Similarly, over here, it seems, according to Ben Nanos, that that's what we will do. A person says one wording, whether it's the wording that's strict to his perspective or lenient to his perspective, the Mishnah doesn't differentiate whether it turns out that the property was a little bit more than they measured or a little bit less than they measured. That's not the issue. According to Ben Anos, there's a very firm ruling. We will follow whatever was last said. And that's the ruling of our Mishnah. The Gemara begins. Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Marmel Omar Rav. Cholkim Olav Chaverov Al Ben Anos. The colleagues of Ben Anos argue on him. And they say that you do not simply follow the second statement that was made, regardless of whether it's going to be the strict approach, it's going to make the sale weaker or stronger. We just follow the second statement. Instead, we're going to follow the concept of muchzik, who has the asset under discussion. And we'll see an example in a moment. Maisa b'tzipori, there was a story in Tzipori, on the next line, be'echad shesocha merchatz mechaveru, a person who rented a bathhouse from his friend. So, whatever the item in question, an apartment, a bathhouse, this was the story, a person was renting property from his friend, and they used a confusing, contradictory wording. B'shneim asar zehuvim l'shana, they said 12 gold coins for the year. Dinar zav l'chodesh, 1 gold coin per month. Now, most of us, the first time we hear this, think that doesn't sound contradictory. That sounds great. That's just two ways of saying the same thing. 6 of one, half a dozen of the other. It's 12 for the year or 1 for the month. But it is contradictory because sometimes in the Jewish calendar, there is an Iber Yar, an extra month to the year. Adar Sheni appears. And the question over here is going to be, do we follow 12 coins per month? And he gets the extra 13th month for free, so to speak. It's included in the price. it's a baker's dozen, or they articulated an explanation on the 12 gold coins per month by saying, and what I mean is one gold coin per month. So now, if they're 13 months, we're going to revise the 12 gold coins per year and note that there's one per month. What do we do? Uvamaisa lefnei rabin shimon megamliyav lefnei rabbi yosi v'amru yachloiku es cheder she'ibur. And it came in front of these rabbis, and they did not say, just follow the second statement. They had a different approach. They considered this indeed a confusing case that has to be settled in some way. Whether you follow Chazakus, or you follow, we totally don't know, so you have to divide it. But they did not say, like Ben Nanos rules, simply do the second statement. And the Gemara differentiates between that case and this case and says there's a little bit more to be considered over here. Imei Hasam, if you were only going on the rental case, Hava Amina, I would think, Hasam hu di'ika lemeima mihada hadar bei, vi'ika lemeima pirusha kamefarish. One approach is that he's retracting, he's revising. A different approach is that he's explaining. As Rashbam explains, it could be that he's retracting and revising and we should follow the second, or it could be that what he really means to say is that he wants the opportunity to back out of the sale at any particular month. So I'm doing it 12 per year, but at a rate, so that we all understand that it's one per month, and if I want to change my mind and I want to push the renter out at a specific time, that's what he meant when he said, and it'll be amortized at a rate of one per month, so that if the deal falls through, is what he's saying, I should be able to have recourse and we should know how to calculate it. Again in the Gemara, it could be he's retracting and revising. He's explaining the terms of the deal. But the case of our Mishnah with the sale, where he said, precise, and then he said, a little more, a little less, it's contradictory. It's no explanation except choose the second wording. Emalo, I would think that you follow, like Ben Nanos, the second statement. Kamash Malon, it comes to teach us that the Rabbanon, the colleagues of Ben Nanos, argue on him in this case. And the fact that he said two different wordings leaves us in confusion. And we do not in such a case simply follow Toch Kedei Dibur that he corrected himself, but he left us with two different approaches. It becomes misleading. And the Chachamim hold that we're going to follow Chazakus and figure out who is in possession, so to speak, as opposed to simply following the second wording. Take a simple case where the renter already paid and before he received use of the land. In such a case, according to Ben Nanos, we would follow whatever the second wording is, regardless of the chazakas. It's definitive. You follow the second wording. According to the Chachamim, we're going to follow the chazakas. And if you have such a simple case where he already paid and he did not get use of the land, so then the owner of the land could deprive him, because he's the muhzik, he could deprive him and say, I meant something else. The wording was confusing, and you can't prove that you're entitled to the land. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.